Hoy continuamos con el segundo acto del irreverente y satírico musical del genial cómico judío Mel Brooks, llamado The Producers. En el anterior programa les habíamos hablado de Max, una vieja gloria de Broadway, y Leo, un contable de medio pelo. Ambos se convierten en productores de una obra musical con la única finalidad de estafar a los inversores y huir hacia Río de Janeiro con el dinero. En su camino conocen a Ulla, una actriz sueca que es contratada como secretaria. Después de conseguir la peor obra jamás escrita y al peor director de la ciudad, Max logra los 2 millones de dólares necesarios para la producción. El segundo acto comienza con el despacho de Max completamente redecorado por Ulla y Leo y la actriz que empiezan a enamorarse.
To merge can rob us of our senses. The need to breed can make a man a drone. We must be on alert with our defenses, for every skirt will test testosterone. So knowing this, I severed all connection with any creature sporting silk or lace. I was firmly headed in the right direction when suddenly I stumbled on that face. That face, that face, that dangerous face. I mustn't be unwise. Those lips, that nose, those eyes could lead to my demise. That face, that face, that marvelous face. I never should begin. Those cheeks, that neck, that chin will surely do me in. I must be smart and hide my heart if she's within a mile. If I don't duck, I'm out of luck. She'd kill me with her smile. That face, that face, that fabulous face. It's clear I must beware. I'm certain if I fall in love, I'm lost without a trace. But it's worth it for that face. Without a trace, but it's worth it for.
casting para encontrar al protagonista de esta patética obra ha comenzado, pero resulta un fracaso. El horrible director elegido por Max y Leo, Roger De Vries, no termina de decidirse por ninguno de los actores que pasan por allí. Un tal Franz es finalmente elegido, pero la noche antes del estreno se cae por las escaleras y se rompe la pierna. Será el propio Roger De Vries el encargado de interpretar el papel principal de un modo tan absurdo y disparatado que el público se toma a cachondeo una obra supuestamente seria.
That is why they call me Rolf.
Don't be stupid. Be a smarty. Come and join the Nazi party.
Cause it hangar, no one more obscure. Got a phone call from the Reichstag, told me I was Führer. Germany was blue, oh, what, oh, what to do? Hitched up my pants and conquered France. Now Deutschland's smiling through. But it wasn't always so easy. It was 1932. Hindenburg was working the big room and I was playing the lounge. And then I got my big break. Somebody burned down the Reichstag. And would you believe it? They made me Chancellor. Chancellor! It ain't no mystery if it's politics or history. The thing you gotta know is everything is showbiz. I myself watch my show. I'm the German Ethel Merman, don't you know? We are crossing borders. The New World Order is here. Make a great big smile. Everyone sing heil to me. Wonderful me.
Vuelta a la oficina, Max y Leo están al borde del suicidio, peleándose por los libros de contabilidad, cuando aparecen Roger y Carmen, quienes les felicitan por el rotundo éxito de la producción. Todo el mundo en Nueva York habla de esta obra. En ese momento aparece Franz muy enfadado por la interpretación que Roger ha hecho de su papel. Lleva una pistola y amenaza con disparar. Entonces aparece la policía y detiene a Franz y a Max y se los lleva también los libros de contabilidad. Mientras Leo logra escapar y Ulla le convence para olvidarse de Max y huir juntos a Río de Janeiro con el dinero.
Mail call. Hey, Bialystok, you got a postcard.
A postcard? From where?
Brazil.
Brazil? What do I know in Brazil? Dear Max, Rio is everything you said it was and more. Ulla and I think of you every chance we get. In the morning, when we have breakfast on our terrace, many different herrings. And in the evening, when we samba together in the moonlight. Sorry, must run. Ulla's waiting. It's almost 11. Wish you were here, Leo! Just like Cain and Abel, you pulled a sneak attack. I thought that we were brothers. Then you stabbed me in the back. Betrayed. Oh boy, I'm so betrayed. Like Samson and Delilah, your love began to fade. I'm crying in the hooscow, you're in Rio getting laid. Betrayed. Let's face it, I'm betrayed. Boy, have I been taken. Boy, I'm so forsaken. I should have seen what came to pass. I should have known to watch my ass. I feel like Othello.
Everything is lost. Leo is Iago. Max is double-crossed. I'm so dismayed. Did I mention I'm betrayed? I used to be the king, but now I am the fool. A captain without a ship, a rabbi without a shul. Now I'm about to go to jail. There's no one who will pay my bail. I have no one who I can cry to, no one I can say goodbye to. I'm drowning here. I'm going down for the last time. I see my whole life flashing before my eyes. I see a weathered old farmhouse with a white picket fence. I'm running through fields of alfalfa with my collie, Rex. And Rex, stop it. And I see my mother standing on the back porch in a worn but clean gingham gown. And I hear her calling out to me. Alvin, don't forget your chores. The wood needs a cordon and the cows need a milking. Alvin! Alvin! Wait a minute. My name's not Alvin. That's not my life. I'm not a hillbilly. I grew up in the Bronx. Leo's taken everything. Even my past. My past, a dying ember. But wait, now I remember. How did it begin? He walked into my office with his cockamamie scheme. You can make more money with a flop than with a hit. We can do it. We can do it. I can't do it. We can do it. I can't do it. Goodbye, Max. Lord, I want that money. I'm back, Max. Come on, Leo, we can do it. Step one, find the play. See it, smell it, touch it, kiss it. Hello, Mr. Liebkin. Guten Tag, hop, hop, guten Tag, hop, hop. Adolf Elizabeth Hitler. Guten Tag, hop, hop, guten Tag, hop, hop. Step two, hire the director. Keep it gay, keep it gay. Keep it 2-3, kick, turn, 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 kick, turn. Oola, ooh, wah, 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 wah. Step three, raise the money. A long gang, be alley. Intermission. Step four, hire all the actors. A wandering minstrel, a thing of shreds. And next, the little wooden boy. Next, that's our Hitler. Opening night, good luck, good luck, good luck. Break a leg, I broke my leg. Springtime for Hitler and Germany, a surprise smash. Springtime for Hitler and Germany, it'll run for years. Where did we go right? Where did we go right? Give me those books, fat, fat, fatty. Give me those books, fat, fat, fatty. Books, fat, books, fat. Lousy fruit, kill the actors, you ever eat with one? Then you ran to Rio and you're safely out of reach. I'm behind these bars, you're banging Ula on the beach. Just like Julius Caesar, who was betrayed by Brutus. Who'd think an accountant would turn out to be my Judas? I'm so dismayed. Is this how I'm revealed?
Finalmente Max tiene un juicio y es declarado increíblemente culpable. Pero Leo y Ula aparecen en medio del juzgado y señalan que Max es un buen hombre. El juez decide no separar a esa pareja y manda a Leo también a prisión. Allí escriben el musical Prisioneros del Amor, que resulta todo un éxito. Después de triunfar en la cárcel, se lo llevan a Broadway y allí también resulta un éxito. Gotta sing, sing.
Boys, break's over, let's take it from the top.
This is good.
Hey, Bloom, put me down for 10 grand.
Prisoners of love, blue skies above, can't keep our hearts in chains.
Tempo, fellas, pick up the tempo.
Prisoners of love,
that's it.
Our turtle dove,
yes,
will soon come and round with bells.
Sing out, boys, oh, let them hear your solitary.
Just came from
full pardon for having, through song and dance, brought joy and laughter into the hearts of every murderer, rapist, and sex maniac in Sing Sing. You're free!
Free!
Next stop, Broadway!
Manera, ambos se convierten en productores de prestigio y termina con un final feliz esta obra. Nada más, nos despedimos de The Producers, de Mel Brooks, y hasta la semana que viene.